弟兄姊妹大家平安。
May peace be with all of you today.
感谢主的恩典，让我们安息日可以聚在一起一起来纪念神的创造也来享受主耶稣基督的恩典。
Thank God that we can all gather here today on the Sabbath day and to remember God's creation and grace.
我们要时常纪念主他所给我们的救恩。
We must constantly remember God's salvation to us.
因为如果没有主耶稣，我们在这个时候大家不会聚在这里的。
If it weren't for Jesus Christ, then we wouldn't be gathering here today.
但是因为有主耶稣基督的救赎，所以我们今天就放下世上的工作，聚在一起。来学习他的道理。
But because of Lord Jesus Christ's salvation, today we set aside all of our worldly affairs and we come here today to gather and worship.
我们照着主的吩咐来这里来领受属灵的粮食。
According to God's command, we come here today to receive spiritual food.
那我们对主所应许给我们的神的国度永生的福气更有把握。
So that we can have a better grasp of what God has promised to us, which is eternal life and salvation.
我们也更知道我们在这个世界上当如何过日子。
And we can better understand how we should live our lives in this world.
所以我们的生活，我们的步调跟没有信的人是不一样的。
So that our lifestyles, our footsteps are different from those unbelievers.
今天早上要来跟大家查考要努力进窄门入神的国。
So today I will share with you all this topic, strive for the narrow gate to enter God's kingdom.
我们现在请大家翻开路加福音第十三章。
Let us now turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 13.
这是我们今天的读经进度，路加福音十三章。
This is our Bible reading progress today, chapter 13 of Luke.
路加十三章，我们从第二十二节开始看。
Let us start reading from verse 22.
路加福音十三章二十二节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 22.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人。二十三节。
23.
有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”二十四。
24.
耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。我告诉你们将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。”二十五节。
25.
直至家主起来关了门，你们站在外边叩门说。主啊，给我们开门。他就回答说：“我不认识你们，不晓得你们是哪里来的。”
Verse 22. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. 23. Then one said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he said to them, 24. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. 25.When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open for us," and he will answer and say to you, "I do not know you. Where you are from?"
这段圣经啊，是对我们一个很重要的提醒。
This passage is an important reminder to us.
这是主耶稣基督他传福音之后他其实目标就是要回到耶路撒冷去完成这个救恩的工作。
So Lord Jesus, when he was preaching the gospel, his goal was to return to Jerusalem to finish this process of preaching.
所以主耶稣用差不多三年的时间在各城各乡传天国的福音。
Lord Jesus used about 3 years to preach among villages and towns.
那从我们在读路加福音从第九章开始
So when we are reading the Gospel of Luke, we end starting from chapter 9.
九章的第五十一节。
Chapter 9 verse
我们看到他这一路加福音他按照主耶稣他传福音的次序他写出他工作的就是在不同的时间里面的重点。
So the Gospel of Luke records chronologically the different focuses of Lord Jesus' work and when he was preaching.
第五十一节说耶稣被接上升的日子将到他就定意向耶路撒冷去。
Verse 51 says, Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
所以主耶稣他在各地方，包括在加利利，在各城乡传福音，最终他是要回到耶路撒冷去被钉十字架的。
Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel among many villages and towns in Galilee, and in the end, he set his face to go back to Jerusalem.
他在往耶路撒冷去的路上呢，他一样每一个地方就是传福音就去 讲神国的道理。
And while journeying back to Jerusalem again, he preached of salvation and of the heavenly kingdom.
所以主是走向耶路撒冷去，他知道啊，等在他前面的啊是啊受苦啊，最后是死亡，要被钉十字架的。
Lord Jesus, when he was traveling back to Jerusalem, he knew that what was awaiting him was suffering and crucifixion.
那这也是天父真神的旨意。
And this is the will of the Heavenly Father.
那这条路其实是很艰巨的。
And this is a very difficult journey.
因为他所要面对的苦难啊，是一般我们人所没办法承受的。
Because the kind of turmoil and suffering he has to undergo is one that many people cannot withstand.
主耶稣为了要救我们，他勇敢地走向耶路撒冷去。
But in order to save us, Lord Jesus courageously walked towards Jerusalem.
所以主耶稣他的福音基本上都跟他要救人有关系的，要救我们脱离啊这个罪恶的世界。
So basically, Lord Jesus's gospel and what he preached was about salvation.
他谈到的都是神的国度。
It was all about the heavenly kingdom.
因为他来本来就是做王的。
Because he came down to
像是王一样。
As king.
但是他不是地面上这个国度的王。
But he is not king of this world.This earthly world.
他的国是天上神的国。
His kingdom is God's heavenly kingdom.
那他这个国度是圣洁的。
His kingdom is holy.
啊，所以他要把啊神所拣选的人都救进，把他救入进入他的国度里面。
So he seeks to receive all those who are chosen by God back into his kingdom.
所以其实主耶稣的福音里面啊，一直强调人啊需要进入这个神的国度里。
So in Jesus' preaching, he often emphasized that people have to enter God's kingdom.
十三章的第二十三节，这个时候有一个人问主耶稣说：“主啊，得救人少吗？”
And in chapter 13, verse 23, someone asked Lord Jesus, "Are there few who are saved?"
那表示这个人他其实是很关心啊，在这个神的国度里面人数的多少问题。
So this person was concerned with the number of people in God's heavenly kingdom.
哦，因为啊，这个君王的荣耀在乎民多，所以一个得救的一个神的国度人数到底是多还少？他想知道这个内涵。
A glory of a king also has to do with how many people that he has in his kingdom. So he is wondering how many people are in God's kingdom.
哦，所以你看今天在地面上的国度啊，强的国一定是人口要多。
So we see in this earthly world today, those countries that are more powerful have more people.
今天地上的国度如果人口稀少，基本上成不了什么气候。
In this earthly world, the countries that have very few in population, they are really not that strong.
这个有时候跟土地面积大小，没有我们国度的强盛与否跟土地面积多大，不见得有直接关系。
Sometimes how powerful a country is doesn't even have to do with how big geographically the country is.
啊，所以这个国度这个人口如果稀少，这个就没有什么力量。
But often has to do with whether there are very few in population in that country.
所以你看地上的国度基本上都是这样，土地要广阔，人口要众多。
So in this earthly world, the countries that are powerful have oftentimes large geographical areas and also very large population.
它的制度要健全，它的管理一定是要上轨道，那能够很诚实啊，很有信用。
And they have a stable and honest regime.
啊，所以我们看这个人他很关心这个神的国度的荣耀的问题。
So this person is concerned with the glory of God's kingdom.
那他想要知道多少
？He wants to know how many people.
可是主耶稣并没有回答他。
But Lord Jesus did not answer him.
他这个时候第二十四节，耶稣对众人说：“你们要努力进窄门。”
In verse 24, Lord Jesus said to the people, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate."
那其实就是主耶稣讲的是现在，你们就要努力进窄门。
So Lord Jesus is saying, "Now you must strive to enter through the narrow gate."
因为我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能的。
For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
也就是说，以后一定会有人 想要进这个窄门，但是已经太迟了，因为门已经关闭。
Which is to say, in the future, there will be many who want to enter through the narrow gate, but it will be too late because the door has been shut.
那我们看，这是借着一个人他所提出的问题，主耶稣对众人说话。
So through this one question raised by one person, Lord Jesus spoke to the masses.
那主耶稣他现在啊，先告诉众人说。将来会发生什么样的情况
？So the Lord Jesus told masses what will happen in the future.
他说以后当门关起来以后，一定会有人在外面一直敲门说主啊，给我们开门。
He says once the door has been shut, there will be people standing outside knocking, saying, "Lord, Lord, open for us."
可是这个时候在屋子里面的主人一定会回答说：“我不认识你们，我不知道你们是从哪里来的。”
But the master inside would say, "I do not know you, where you are from."
那二十六节，那时候在门外的人一定会回答说：“主啊，你怎么不认识我们呢？这是不可能的。”
And in verse 26, it says that the people outside would say, "How can you not know us, Lord?"
但是第二十七节，主人却会说。你们是作恶的人，你们离开我去吧。
But verse 27 records that Lord calls them workers of iniquity and asks them to leave.
我真的不认识你们。
He says, I do not know you.
所以你们并没有资格进入这个家，进入这个门来得这个神的福。
So you are not worthy to enter this gate, to enter the house of God and receive the blessings.
可是这些被拒绝在外面的人，他们一定会心里面很不服气。
But those people outside, they will feel upset.
因为第二十八节，
because
这是在门外面的人他们说的话。
And in verse 28, the people outside.
你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里，你们却被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
It describes that the people outside will see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and themselves will be thrust out.
那第二十九节，
他
说：“从东、从西、从南、从北，将有人来，在神的国里坐席。”
They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God.
三十节，只是有在后的将要在前，有在前的将要在后。
And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last.
你看这几节经文呢，主耶稣说，这个以后有些人他们本来认为自己可以得救了，最后是被摒弃在外面的。
This passage says that some people who originally thought they could be saved, they will be thrust out.
但是却也有一些是各地各国各方的人，从东西南北各地的，他们却能够在神的国度里面坐席啊，享受这个主人家里的啊这个荣耀福气。
But there will be others who come from the east, west, north, and south, and they will be able to sit down in the kingdom of God and receive the blessings within.
那这段经文让我们看到说，进入神的国度里面不是种族的问题。
So this passage shows us that it is not about race or ethnicity, this coming into the kingdom of God.
不是我们这个出生背景的问题。
It's not about our birth or background.
不是我们是什么人的后代。
It's not about who we are descended from.
而是我们是不是那个努力要进入的人
？But whether we are those who strive to enter.
如果我们努力进入，成为主所认识的人
，If we strive to enter and become someone who God knows.
所以看起来，我们从经文这样看来，要进入这个窄门，要进入神的国，一定是成为主所认识的人。
So from this passage, we see that in order to enter through the narrow gate, we must be someone who God knows.
如果主耶稣认识我们，他就把我们迎接进去。
If Lord Jesus knows us, then He will welcome us in.
如果主耶稣不认识我们，你不管你是什么人的后代，是什么样的背景，最后都被摒除在外。
If Lord Jesus does not know us, then no matter who we are descended from or what background we come from, we will be left out.
那进入神的国度里面是做什么
？And what do we do once we enter the kingdom of God？
在第二十九节说，在神的国度里面坐席，就是一起享受筵席。
Verse 29 says we sit down, which is to enjoy in the feast.
也就是说，在神的国度里面是有福的，是可以跟这个主人吃喝快乐的。
So there is blessing and feasting with the master within the kingdom of God.
哦，那这个就是在预告啊，在神的国里面，我们能够见到耶稣基督之后，我们是何等的幸福，我们是
真的是得救人。
This prophesizes how once we enter the kingdom of God, we can see Lord Jesus and we can be blessed and we will be joyful.
在神的国度里面坐席，基本上得到就是满足，就是喜乐。
If we sit down in the kingdom of God, we receive blessing, we receive contentment, we receive joy.
就是真的就是我们会发现说，在这里真好。
And we will realize that it is so great to be.
这是在神的国里的。
Because we are in the kingdom of God.
那现在，所以主耶稣基督他提醒众人说，我们要努力进入窄门。
So Lord Jesus reminds the masses to strive to enter through the narrow gate.
将来才不会发生这样的一个遗憾的情况。
So that in the future we will not be in this regretful situation.
我们要成为一个主所认识的，而不是在神眼中一个作恶的人。
We must become someone who God knows and not a worker of iniquity.
那主耶稣他讲这段话。其实他有他当时候要传达的信息。
So Lord Jesus has a message when he said this passage.
因为这个人很有可能他是亚伯拉罕的后代。
It is quite possible that this person was a descendant of Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕的后代，你今天如果不信耶稣基督，最后也是被摒除在外。
But even if you are descended from Abraham, if you do not believe in Lord Jesus Christ, then you can also be thrust out.
今天如果我们不借着耶稣基督是没有办法进入那个门，也进不了神的国。
If we do not go through Jesus Christ, we cannot enter through the narrow gate, and we cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
今天主耶稣其实他来是要拯救我们世人的。
Lord Jesus came to this world to save us all.
他其实认识我们每一个人的。
So he knows every single one of us.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣这样说。
In the Gospel of John,
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let us turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十四节。
Verse
14. 约翰福音十章的十四节。
John chapter 10, verse 14.
这里主耶稣说他是好牧人。
Lord Jesus says here, I am the good shepherd.
他说我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
And I know my sheep and am known by my own.
第十五节，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。
15. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
16. 节，我另外有羊，不是这圈里的我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群归一个牧人的。
16. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd.
这里其实主耶稣他救恩他的工作本身他认识天父真神所交给他的每一个人。
So in his work of salvation, Lord Jesus knows every single person.
那他说我的羊也会认识我。
And he says, my sheep will know me.
也就是说，我们今天每一个跟随主的门徒，最后一定要认识耶稣基督了。
Which means we who follow Lord Jesus, we must know Lord Jesus.
我们会很明白是主耶稣为我们舍命。
We must know that it is Lord Jesus who gave his life for us.
是他呼叫我们，所以我们今天才有办法来到他的国度里。
It is he who calls us so that we can enter his kingdom.
所以有主耶稣的恩典在先，我们今天才能够进入神的国。
And it is because of his grace that we can enter his kingdom.
所以这里说我们要努力进窄门，不是说我们凭我们个人的这样子追求，我们就有办法得到。
So when it says strive to enter the narrow gate, it is not that we ourselves can enter just by our own will.
主耶稣这里所讲的，我们要努力进窄门，讲的是我们在主的恩典底下，我们应该怎么样来持守住。
It is rather that we must strive to enter through the narrow gate within God's grace.
他告诉我们什么叫做要努力才能够真的进入神的国度。
He teaches us what it means to strive to enter God's kingdom.
是神叫了我们之后，我们今天成为主所认识的人之后，我们一定要接下去有这样的改变。
It is that after God has called us, we must strive to be someone who God knows and change to become someone who God knows.
我们现在看回了路加福音第十三章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 13.
我们来谈几点。
Let us speak of a few points.
什么叫做努力进窄门？
What does it mean to strive to enter the narrow gate?
这个门指的就是耶稣基督，就是救恩的门。
This gate means Lord Jesus Christ. It means the gate of salvation.
因为主耶稣基督他已经说他就是道路、真理、生命。
Because Lord Jesus said that He is the way, He is the path, He is life, He is truth.
那他也是那个门。
He is also the gate.
那我们现在来看路加福音十三章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 13.
第一节开始啊。
Let us start from verse 1.
他说正当那时候有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们的祭物中的事告诉耶稣。
Verse 1. There were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices.
这句话意思是说有一些加利利人他们在圣殿在献祭敬拜神的时候被比拉多派人把他们杀了。
This means that when some Galileans they were sacrificing in the temple, Pilate had sent people to kill them.
那所以比拉多是当时候的巡抚总督，他现在用政治的手段把这些在圣殿献祭的人，把他们利用这个机会杀害。
So Pilate was a governor at the time, and he used political means to murder these Galileans.
那他们现在有人把这个一个事件这个消息带来给主耶稣基督。
And some people brought this news to Jesus.
那第二节主耶稣说：“你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？”
Verse 2, Jesus answered and said to them.Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things?
第三节，我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
3. I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
好，那这一段这个消息呢？主耶稣他告诉众人的重点，不是去问说为什么这些人死亡。
So Jesus here does not ask why these people died.
因为在一般当时候人都认为说明明是在敬拜神这样一个好事情，但是竟然被杀害，那表示这些人是有罪人才会遇到这样的事情。
So others were thinking that these Galileans they were doing something good, they were worshiping God, but if they were killed while doing this, they must have had sinned.
所以因为有罪，所以带来这样一个结局，就是你看即使在敬拜神的时候天都不容他，所以被杀害了。
That what happened to them was because they had sinned. So even though they were worshiping, they still were murdered.
好，那这主耶稣告诉他们说，不是这样子的，不是他们有罪，是因为他说，你要想说，如果你不悔改，也是要这样灭亡。
But Jesus told them that it is not because they were worse sinners, but that if you do not repent, then you will all likewise perish.
那第四节，主耶稣再继续讲一个以前发生过的例子。
Verse 4, Jesus brought up another example.
从前西罗亚楼倒塌了，压死18个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？
For were those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam?Fell and killed them. Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem?
第五节，我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
5. I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
这是过去所发生的事情。
So this is something that had happened in the past.
这个楼倒塌，18人死掉。
18 perished when this tower fell.
那这个是意外。
And this was an accident.
这些人发生意外。也不是因为有罪所以才死亡。
These people they died in this accident. It was not because they were sinners.
主耶稣现在把所有人的这个目光的焦点都把它转移到死亡这件事情来。
So Jesus brought everyone's focus to this death.
他现在主耶稣的提醒是因为众人是问他说这些人为什么他们会遇到这种事死了呢？
Because these people asked Lord Jesus, why did these people, did these things happen to these people, and why did they die?
是不是因为他们有罪？
Was it because they were sinners?
主耶稣的回答不是重点不在这里。
And Jesus answered them that the point isn't in this.
他的重点是说，我现在还活着，我应当做什么？
The point is, what should I do while I'm still alive?
这些人，他们都已经死了。
These people had already died.
现在我还活着。
But I am still alive.
我现在要知道一个事实。
So I must know this one fact.
这个死亡随时可能来到。
That death could come at any time.
有可能是意外。
It could be an accident.
有可能是有人真的是故意要杀害我们的。
It could be someone's intentional murder.
但是现在我还活着。
But now I am still alive.
我应当做什么？
What should I do?
将来才不会后悔。
So that I will not regret in the future.
好，所以 现在主耶稣的信息是死亡不见得跟罪有直接关系。
So Lord Jesus's message is that death does not necessarily have a direct connection to sin.
但是当死亡出现在我们周围的时候
，But when death is among us，
我们一定要想到，我有悔改吗
？We must think, have we repented？
因为死亡也有可能会临到我。
Because death could also come upon me。
所以。他的重点就是说，我已经准备好去面对死亡了吗
？So Lord Jesus's point is that are you ready to face death？
如果我没有悔改，就表示我是没有准备好的。
If you have not repented yet, then that means you are not ready yet。
好，所以主耶稣这边第三节跟第五节重复的说，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
So in verses 3 and 5, Jesus said, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish。
啊，所以。要不灭亡，一定要先悔改。
So in order to not perish, you must first repent.
那所以这个悔改就变成很重要的。
So repenting is very important.
今天其实主耶稣他在第十三章里面，他谈到要进入神的国度，要进窄门。
In this chapter 13, Lord Jesus talks of entering the narrow gate.
就是要进入神的国里。
In order to enter the kingdom of God.
他重点就是要在神的国里面坐席，要跟在神里面有份。
And his point is that we must sit down in the kingdom of God and have a part in his kingdom.
他第一个信息就是要悔改。
And his first message is to repent.
所以我们从主耶稣所针对当时候这个新闻所提出的众人的疑问，他告诉我们的信息就是要得永生的前提。一定是要先悔改。
So through this news and through these people's questions, Lord Jesus tells us that the first prerequisite of entering God's kingdom is to repent.
如果没有悔改，那么我们往后所做的很多事情，基本上很有可能是没有什么功效的。
If we do not first repent, then whatever we do after will not have its true effect.
不管我们做什么善事，我们的动机多好，最后都没有用。
No matter how much good we do, no matter how well our intentions are, it will not be fruitful.
所以我们看主耶稣一开始传福音的时候，他一开头一第一句话就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
So when Lord Jesus first began to preach, what he said first was that the kingdom is near and you must repent.
好，我们在主耶稣传福音的开头呢？他通常都是这样讲的，我们看到的。
So this is what Lord Jesus said when he first started to preach.
我们在路加福音没有看到，但是在马太福音里面我们就看到。
We don't see it in the Gospel of Luke, but we see it in the Gospel of Matthew.
我们现在看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
马太福音第四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
马太福音四章十七节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
因为这个就是主耶稣开头的信息，跟悔改有关系。他说：“天国近了，要悔改，人要悔改。”
This is Jesus's first message, which is, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
就是我们每一个人都要去面对这个罪的问题。
Which is to say, all of us must face this question of death, of sin.
我们今天每一个人带着肉体在世上生活，其实我们难免会犯错。
We all live in this world with our fleshly bodies, so we all will sin.
我们很难靠着我们自己的这个警醒，我们这样子努力的去灵修，就能够达到无罪、完全正直的这个地步。
It is really difficult to reach this point of blameless and perfect living with just our own will and spiritual cultivation.
所以我们每一个人其实都要有一个这样的自知之明。
So we all must have this understanding.
我们要了解我们自己时常我们都没办法符合神对我们的要求那个、标准。
We must know that we oftentimes cannot meet this expectation that God has for us.
如果以神绝对的标准来衡量我们没有一个能得救。
If we use God's perfect and absolute standards, then none of us can receive salvation.
所以我们得救是本乎神的恩。
So our salvation is through God's grace.
是因为主耶稣基督他宝血救赎的功效。
It is because of the saving powers of Lord Jesus's precious blood.
今天 神称我们义为义，真的是因着耶稣基督的缘故，是我们披戴耶稣基督了。
So today we are justified only through Lord Jesus because we take on Lord Jesus.
所以我们洗礼成为耶稣的门徒，就是披戴耶稣基督。
So when we are baptized and begin to follow Lord Jesus, we are wearing Lord Jesus on us.
那我们洗礼基本上就是因为认罪，我们是罪人。
And we are baptized because we recognize our sins and because we are sinners.
我们相信我们人的罪靠着我们自己是没有办法解决的。
We believe that the human sin, we cannot cleanse it just through ourselves.
我们自己没有力量，也没有其他人有那个资格来解决我们的罪。
We do not have the power and we are not worthy of cleansing our own sins.
所以借着耶稣基督他的福音，我们相信他所告诉我们这条路，我们愿意进入遵守，我们就可以得救。
Through Lord Jesus' gospel and through this path that He has shown us, we will be able to enter His kingdom.
所以今天我们要努力的人，一定会先反省自己，会觉得说我是有罪，我需要悔改。
So those who strive to enter God's kingdom will first repent and know that we are sinners and we must repent.
这个悔改不是只是对从不信到信的人。所说的而已。
And this repentance is not from being a non-believer to a believer.
我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们弟兄姐妹，其实我们时常也有许多的过患，我们需要每一天在神面前都这样子悔改。
Those of us who are already in Christ, every day we will still have many transgressions that we must repent.
你看我们今天在座的，不管我们是年轻的还是年长的。
Those among us here today, no matter whether we are elderly or young,
其实我们时常在犯错。
We are always making mistakes.
像小孩子，当孩子小的时候，他犯的错误比较少，可能比较小。
Like young children, they often make smaller mistakes.
但是像孩子，时常你看，孩子有时候他不会自己认为自己有错，所以他不会听父母亲的话。
And sometimes young children, they do not think that they are in the wrong, so they won't listen to their parents.
所以有时候他会顶嘴。
So they might talk back.
他会觉得说我反正很多理由，很多借口。
They'll have a lot of excuses.
但其实基本上，如果从神的标准来看，这些事情都是不义的，其实都应该悔改。
But from God's point of view, these things are all wrong. They're all unrighteous, and we must repent about.
所以我们要进入神的国度，真的。可以得救，一定要悔改这样的一个心情。
So in order to enter the kingdom of God, in order to receive salvation, we must repent first.
我们要知道，我们的生命其实在神的手上。
We must know that our lives are in God's hands.
其实死亡什么时候临到，我们不知道。
And we do not know when death will come upon us.
但是我们一定要懂得在神面前认错，求主赦免。
But we must know to confess our sins before Lord Jesus and to ask Him to cleanse us.
那神是他是有怜悯有恩典的神，他乐意饶恕人的过犯。
And God is a merciful and a good God, so He is willing to forgive our transgressions.
所以我们悔改以后，我们一定会得到神的怜悯。
So after we repent, God will have mercy on us.
主耶稣基督的宝血就持续不断的覆盖我们。
And Lord Jesus' precious blood will continue to cover us.
我们所敬拜的神，他这样子自我宣告。
The God that we worship declared.
我们看一下出埃及记34章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 34.
出埃及记34章。
Exodus chapter 34.
第六节。
Verse 6.
出埃及记34章第六节。
Exodus chapter 34, verse 6.
主神在他面前宣告说：主神是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Verse 6. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth.
第七节。
7.
他为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，至父及子，直到三世代。
Verse 7. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and the fourth generation.
那这一段圣经，神他自我宣告他的属性。
In this passage, the Lord proclaimed His characteristic.
他愿意赦免我们人的过犯，他有慈爱，有丰盛的恩典。
that he is merciful and gracious and abounding in goodness.
他是为千万为所有人存留慈爱的，愿意赦免罪孽的。
That he keeps mercy for thousands and is willing to forgive iniquity.
所以愿意悔改的人都得到主的赦免。
So those who are willing to repent will receive God's forgiveness.
但是接下去后面那一句说，他万不以有罪的为无罪。
And it says by no means clearing the guilty.
也就是说，其实今天我们如果自己认为我没罪，不愿意悔改的。
So today, if we think that we ourselves are sinless,
不悔改的，最后一定是被追讨。
And we are not willing to repent, then we will have to pay for.
但是我们愿意悔改的，神就赦免我们了。
But those of us who are willing to repent, then God will forgive us.
主耶稣基督的宝血就除去我们的罪。
And Lord Jesus's precious blood will cleanse our sins.
所以今天我们借着福音的真理这个亮光，让我们看到我们每个人的不义，自己内心的污秽。
So today, through the light, which is the truth of this gospel, we will see the sins in our hearts.
那所以我们要悔改。
So we must repent.
这是每一天的功夫。
And this is a work that we must do every day.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们每一天的生活里面一定要有悔改这样一个动作。
So in our daily lives, we must be repenting.
我们每一天结束以前一定要祷告。
We must have this action that of prayer.
祷告的时候，将我们所做过的事情在神面前一一的述说。
And in our prayer, we must confess all that we have done to God.
我们的错误求主赦免。
And ask God to forgive our transgressions.
那这样子，我们的明天其实又是新的一天。
So that the next day will be a new day.
我们的悔改一定是包括我们愿意改变的。
And our repentance must include that we are willing to change.
所以我们每一天都会进步。
So every day we are improving.
我们对神的这个他的道理，每一天我们都会有体验。
And every day we will experience God's words.
我们现在看回来路加福音十三章。
Let us look back to Luke chapter 13.
那有悔改之后
，After repentance,
真的我们一定会结出果子来的。
Then we will bear fruits.
第十三章第六节
，Chapter 13 verse 6.
主要是用个比喻说，有一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，找不着。
Verse 6, he also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and found none.
那这一棵无花果他已经栽了三年了。已经栽了三年了。
And this fig tree he has kept for 3 years.
这是三年里面，他每一年都想来找果实，但是都找不到。
And in these 3 years, every year he comes to seek fruit, but has found none.
所以这个主人本来想说要把它砍掉，何必白占地图呢
？So this man originally wanted to cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?
但是这个管理的第八节说：“主啊，今年留着，等我们周围掘开土，加上粪，以后若结果子便罢，不然就把它砍掉。”
But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it."And if it bears fruit, well. But if it not, after that, you can cut it down.
我们看这里是主耶稣讲比喻啊，有关于这个悔改的问题了。
So in this parable, Lord Jesus speaks of this question of repentance.
他看，所以今天如果我们接下去看经文，真实的悔改，接下去一定是结出果子。
So if we have true repentance, we will bear fruit.
这也是这个主他的心意啊，他对我们的期待。
And this is the expectation that God has for us.
所以真正的悔改一定接下去有生活实际上的表现来印证。
So true repentance will be reflected in our daily actions.
一定是有一个新的生活能够有所改变。
So that we will have a new lifestyle, we will make changes.
有结出果子的生命是丰盛的，是众人所喜悦的。
A life that bears fruit is abundant, is one that everyone loves.
也是让主人内心可以喜乐的。
And is one that the keeper will be happy about.
那所以今天圣经它的许多道理都一直在强调，我们需要在生活上有所改变。
So many biblical teachings tell us that we have to change in our daily lives.
我们今天像一棵树，被神栽种了，在它的 园子里面。
That we are like a tree planted in God's vineyard.
你看主他不断的用他的属灵的道理，用他的圣灵来浇灌我们。
That God continues to nourish us with His spiritual words.
他期待我们都能够把这些果实呈现在他眼前。
And He expects that we can bear fruits for Him.
我们希望能够结出让主喜悦的这个美好的表现来。
And we should strive to bear fruits and actions that God will be happy about.
那在这个罪恶的世代里面，我们需要结出的果子，我们一定要表现，就是我们能够保守圣洁，跟这个污秽的世界有所分别。
And in this age of sin, the action that we must bear is that we must preserve our holiness and separate ourselves from sin.
这个在罗马书第六章里面他这样说，我们看一下。
In Romans chapter 6, it says.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章第二十二节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 22.
六章二十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 22.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
22. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end of everlasting life.
那这里说，我们今天在主耶稣基督里面罪被赦免之后，我们成为主的人，我们一定要成圣的果子。
So it says here that after we are set free from sin and become of God, we must have our fruit to holiness.
那这样的结局就是永生，就是神的国度有份的。
And in the end, we will receive everlasting life, which is to have a part in the kingdom of God.
所以圣经提醒我们说，罪的工价就是死亡。
So in the Bible, it tells us that the price for sin is death.
但是主耶稣赐给我们的恩就是要得永生的。
But God's grace to us is that we can have salvation.
所以我们的生活要离开罪恶。
Have everlasting life, so we must depart from sin.
这个保守圣洁，对今天这样一个罪恶充斥的世代非常的关键。
So it is key to preserve our holiness in this era of in this age of sin.
所以为了保守圣洁，我们要很小心我们所交往的对象，我们是跟谁做朋友。
So in order to preserve our holiness, we must be cautious in who we interact with and befriend.
我们到什么场合去？
That and be cautious of where what kind of places we go.
我们到底在看什么样的新闻？看什么样的网站？
What kinds of news and websites we are viewing?
我们在听什么样的音乐
？What kinds of music we are listening to?
我们每天所读的，我们所接触的是哪一些东西
？And what we are reading and interacting with every day.
所以结果是一定会让我们的生活越来越圣洁，我们会远离罪恶。
If we bear fruits, then we will be able to live a more holy, more holy lives, and we can depart from sin.
我们会走在光明当中，成为光明的儿女。
So that we can walk in the light and become children of the light.
所以结果子，我们如果看以弗所书第五章，就发现说，我们要真的凡事要光明正大。
If we look at Ephesians chapter 5, we will see that we must be walking in the life and in the light in order to bear fruit.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以弗所书五章八节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
第九节，光明所结的果子就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
第十节，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord.
十一节，那暗昧无益的事，不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人。
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them.
这里提到，我们今天如果是光明的子女，我们会结出的果子就是良善、公义、诚实。
Here it says that if we are children of light, the fruit that we will bear are goodness, righteousness, and truth.
我们不会去暗中做一些不想人知道的事情。
We will not do in the darkness things that we don't want other people to know.
所以今天有时候我们做什么事，我们看什么东西，我们不愿人家知道，其实表示我们内心 里面不安。
So sometimes if our actions or what we are seeing are things that we are ashamed of other people knowing, then that means we are shameful.
这就不是行在光明当中的人了。
And this is not how a person who walks in the light.
我们要常常了解什么是神所喜悦的事情。
So we must know what are the things that pleases God.
那我们会选择我们的朋友跟谁同行。
And we must choose our friends and choose who we walk with.
那如果我们所爱的人，他们有一些不好的事情，我们会很勇敢的用真理来引导他们啊，走向正路。
If those whom we love do not act righteously, then we will also courageously guide them with truth.
那所以这个是跟我们结果是我们的生活有关系的。
So bearing fruit has a lot to do with our lives.
所以努力进窄门表示我们会改变我们的生活。
So if we strive to enter through the narrow gate,
我们认识我们自己的不足，我们愿意悔改之后，我们愿意改变。
It means we will change our lives because we know where we are lacking.
看回来，路加福音十三章。
Let us look back again at Luke chapter 13.
接下来从第十节，我们看主耶稣他行了一个神迹。
From verse 10, we see that Lord Jesus performed a miracle.
他在安息日在会堂里面教训人。
He was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath day.
结果他就医好了那个一个妇人被鬼附着十八年的他是弯腰的直不起来的人，主耶稣把他医好了。
And he cured a woman, a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, who was bent over and could in no way raise herself up.
那主耶稣他医好这个十八年被鬼附着的姐妹之后，其实众人应该很高兴的，可惜这个管会堂的竟然责备了耶稣基督。
So after Lord Jesus cured this woman, everyone should be happy, but the ruler of the synagogue rebuked Jesus.
他，你看第十四节，他气愤愤地对众人说：“六日应当做工，哦，那六日之内可以来求医，但安息日不可以。”
In verse 14, the ruler of the synagogue said with indignation, "There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day."
第十五节，主耶稣说：“假冒为善的人呐、啊，难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛驴牵去饮吗？”
15. The Lord then answered him and said, "Hypocrite! Does not each of one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it?"
十六节。况且这女人本是亚伯拉罕的后裔，被撒旦捆绑了这十八年，不当在安息日解开她的绑吗？
16. So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath?
17节，耶稣说这话，他的敌人都惭愧了，众人因他所行的一切荣耀的事，就都欢喜了。
17. And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him.
圣经接下来记载这个神迹的用意，其实让我们了解什么叫做真的结出果子的生活。
So this miracle tells us of what it means to truly be live a life that bears fruit.
可以让天父真神喜悦的，而且真的是。也让众人得到喜悦的。
A life that is pleasing to God and pleasing to others.
你看，主耶稣在安息日这个时候，你看医好这个很可怜的女人。
Lord Jesus healed this woman on the Sabbath day.
这个妇人被鬼附着十八年，但是她安息日都来到会堂来敬拜神呢。
This woman had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, but she still came to worship on Sabbath.
表示她对神的诫命，她很在意的。
Which means she truly cares about God's commands.
她并没有因为这个病，然后她就不到教会来，不到会堂去敬拜神，守安息日。
She did not come and keep the Sabbath just because of her infirmity.
可是你看她每一周都这样子来到会堂，但是众人却没有办法为她做什么。
But she came every week, and no one could do anything for her.
这个时候，主耶稣来了。
And now Lord Jesus came.
这个女人就得到释放。
And this woman was released from.
主耶稣就把这个鬼赶出去，她的病就好了。
And Lord Jesus expelled this evil spirit, and this woman was healed.
但是这个时候，这些很注重律法人，反过来他们不高兴了。
But these people who care a lot about the laws, they were indignant.
主耶稣就说：“你们这些是假冒为善的人。”
So Lord Jesus called them hypocrites.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们看到他们很注重这个法律的条文。
Because these people were concerned of the laws.
却忽略了律法最重要的精神就是爱心这个问题。
But they ignored the fact that the most important essence of the laws is love.
如果正常的话，你看到这个妇人已经十八年被鬼附着，现在好了，应该是很喜悦、很高兴。感谢神的恩典临到众人。
Normally, if you see that this woman is finally healed after so long, they should be happy and thank God for this grace.
我们今天对人如果有爱心，看到一个人从这个捆绑当中、病痛当中得释放，我们会很喜乐的。
If we have love for others and we see someone else being released from this type of bond, then we should be happy.
那但是你看这个不高兴的人，我们就看出。他对神的律法的要求根本搞不清楚什么是重点的。
But these indignant people, we can see, do not understand the point of God's laws.
那这个就是当时候啊，当时候这个很注重啊旧约条文的这些犹太人他们的问题。
And this was the problem of the Jews at the time who were only concerned with these laws from the Old Testament.
在路加福音里面，主耶稣多次的在安息日治病啊，做一些当时候。这个很多人认为说安息日不可以做的事情。
And in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus, for multiple times, he did things on the Sabbath that others thought were not supposed to happen.
他要让我们了解他是安息日的主。
And he wanted us to understand that he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
安息日到底意义在哪里？
And he wants us to understand the true meaning of the Sabbath.
不是只是遵守这个条文本身。
It is not just keeping this law.
要明白神他的用意就是要让我们真的享受他的恩，能够彼此相爱。
But we must understand that God wants us to enjoy His grace and to love one another.
那我们看接下去第十六节。
And let us look at verse 16.
十五节他里说，你们在安息日的时候也会把那个牛驴牵去饮水啊。
Verse 15, which says, on the Sabbath you loose his your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it.
但是这个妇人被鬼捆绑这十八年，现在把它解开了，你们反而生气了。
But this woman who was bound by Satan for 18 years and is finally loosed from her bonds.
我们看到，你看
indignant about.
这个假冒为善的人。他很看重自己的牲畜，但是对这些同胞却一点感觉都没有。
So these hypocrites, they care a lot about their livestock, but not about this fellow woman.
但是其实我们看到神的律法、他的安息日、他的诫命，基本上是重点都是在人本身。
But God's laws, we see that the point of it is not in people themselves.
是要让我们真的得到喜乐。
But in that we can truly receive joy.
所以。神他的重点都是要让我们能够得救得恩典的。
So God wants us to receive salvation and receive blessings.
所以我们看到真的我们如果有一个结果子的生活，我们现在会看重的神他的对我们的要求就是要行出爱心来。
So if we truly live a life that bears fruits, then we will see that God wants us to act on love.
我们是真诚的悔改，我们一定会把这个天父喜悦的事情做出来。
If we are truly repenting, then we will do what is pleasing to God.
我们不会成为那种假冒为善的信仰。
We will not have a hypocritical faith.
我们不是只是要坐在人面前，让人觉得说我们很虔诚。
We are not only acting before other people so that they think we are faithful.
而我们会知道，神要我们做的每一件事情，就是为了要爱人。为了要爱神。
But we will know that everything that God wants us to do is to love others and to love God.
主耶稣他这样把真理解明之后，众人就惭愧了。
And when Lord Jesus explains this, the others they were put to shame.
所以真正的悔改，真的努力进窄门的，就是在生活当中，真的能够把这个神的要求精神活出来。
So those who truly repent and strive to enter through the narrow gate are those who strive to live a life that is pleasing to God.
我们看路加福音的第十章二十五节。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 10 verse 25.
路加福音十章二十五节。
Luke chapter 10 verse 25.
二十五节有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生
？”25 And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
二十六节，耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么呢？你念的是什么？怎么样呢
？”26 He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?"
二十七节，他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”
27 So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
28节，耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”
28 And he said to him, "You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live."
啊，所以今天我们要努力进窄门，要进神的国度，就是要得永生。
So today we strive to enter through the narrow gate in order to receive eternal life.
让我们真的照主耶稣所吩咐的，我们愿意尽力、尽心、尽性的来爱主我们的神。
So we must love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and your mind.
所以我们把神摆在我们生活安排事情的次序的第一位，第一优先。
So we must prioritize God in everything in our lives.
然后我们愿意真的把这个神的律法的要求，这个精神活出来，就是我们会爱人如同爱自己一样。
So we must truly live the spirit of the laws, which is to love others as yourself.
我们会爱我们的邻舍，爱我们周围需要帮助的人。
We must love our neighbors and love everyone around us that needs our help.
我们弟兄姐妹有需要帮助的，我们愿意祷告里面啊，求主怜悯来纪念他们。
We love our brothers and sisters so that we will pray for them in our prayers.
他们真的有需要的时候，我们愿意提供我们能够有的帮助。
When they are in need, we will provide assistance.
那所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都能够彼此照顾，我们在神的国度里面，真的是像一家人一样。
And we will care for every single brother and sister, so and live truly like a family in Christ.
那所以我们最后就是那个努力进窄门的。
So then we will become the one who strives to enter through the narrow gate.
我们也能够真的在神的国度里面坐席来享受神的恩典的人。
And we will be able to sit down in the kingdom of God and enjoy His feast.
因为我们都照着神的路在走。
Because we're walking in His path.
我们成为主的真门徒。
And we'll become true disciples of God.
得到主耶稣的引导。
And receive His guidance.
好，我们最后都能够在神的国度里面来享受他的荣耀。
And finally, we will all receive and enjoy His glory in the kingdom of God.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God guide us all.
都能够成为这个很努力来进入神国的人。
That we can all become this person who strives to enter through the narrow gate.
被主耶稣所认识。
And so that God can know us.
而且被主耶稣所称赞。
And so that God will be pleasing to God.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
366首。
Number 366.
366首。
366.